Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy!
In a world where versatility is often celebrated, focusing on a single specialty might seem counterintuitive. But time and again, successful businesses have shown that specialization, rather than diversification, is actually a powerful formula for long-term success. I mean, take a recent example I had with a local contractor. When I asked him about other home services, he replied confidently, "I only do garage doors." Now, that focus has made him highly sought after and respected in his niche. He's not juggling plumbing, electrical, or drywall work. He's mastered one thing, and it shows. His jobs are done with excellence. His reputation is solid, and word of mouth keeps his calendar full. That same principle plays out in a much larger scale. Consider In-N-Out Burger, the beloved West Coast fast food chain. You know them by those crossover palm trees. Since launching in California in 1948, they've stuck to a simple menu of burgers, fries, and shakes. There's no chicken sandwiches, no breakfast menu, no trendy seasonal items. That focus has allowed them to perfect every item, ensure consistent quality, and create a fan base that spans generations. In an industry that constantly reinvents itself, In-N-Out Burger thrives by staying exactly the same and doing it exceptionally well. If I could be so bold, even in our company, New Leaf Training and Development, we've built our business on the same principle. We help people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and build business acumen. That's it. We don't chase every new training trend or accept projects outside of those three areas of expertise. Our focus strategy, in effect, it's our burgers, fries, and shake strategy, has allowed us to understand our clients deeply, tailor meaningful solutions, and deliver real sustainable results. And over the last 19 years now, we've watched some competitors get pulled in every direction by shifting industry winds, just chasing the dollar. And they chase fads. And we stay grounded in principles and what it is that we do best. Now, the benefits of focus aren't just anecdotal. They're backed by business history. Many once prominent companies faltered by trying to be too many things to too many people. Take Yahoo, for example. It was once the gateway to the internet, offering email, news, media search, and much more. But that lack of focus ultimately diluted their effectiveness in every area. As Yahoo tried to do everything, Google focused on one thing, search, and they dominated. Then there's JCPenney, do you remember those? In an effort to attract a broader customer base, it dramatically overhauled its pricing, branding, and store layout. In doing so, it alienated long-term customers while failing to win over new ones. And the result? Heavy financial losses, brand confusion, and hundreds of store closures. Even a global powerhouse like Coca-Cola made this mistake. In the 1980s, if you're old enough to remember this, they introduced New Coke to compete with Pepsi's sweeter taste. And the backlash was immediate and intense. Loyal customers didn't want different, they wanted the original. Coca-Cola quickly reversed course, but the damage cost them millions and millions of dollars and remains one of the most famous product flops in history. While diversification might feel like the safer route, you know, hedging bets, opening new revenue streams, the truth is, it often leads to confusion, brand dilution, and mediocrity. Businesses that try and be all things to all people rarely become known for doing anything particularly well. Focused businesses, on the other hand, benefit from clarity, consistency, and trust. They become known over time for excellence in a specific area. They attract the right customers they're meant to be of service to, and they develop deep expertise and stand out in a crowded marketplace. Yes, less can be more. So whether you're fixing garage doors, flipping burgers, or delivering, in our case, leadership training, the lesson is exactly the same. Focus is a key competitive advantage. It sharpens your skills, amplifies your value, and lays a strong foundation for growth that lasts over time. In business, doing one thing exceptionally well isn't limiting, it's actually liberating. And by staying true to your strengths and resisting the urge to chase every opportunity, you position yourself not just to survive, but to thrive.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.